sins the Lord will pardon, blotting out each dark misdeed. All that well deserved his anger, he no more will see nor heed. We who languish many a day, under guilt thou washed away, sadness for his love, for peace and gladness. Now the herald's voice is crying in the desert far and near, calling us to true repentance, for the bow down to greet him. Straight must be what long was crooked, make the rough his faces plain. Let your hearts be true and humble, ready for his holy reign. Hear the glory of the Lord, stand so graciously revealed, that all people see the token that God's word is never broken.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship as we're here on the second Sunday of Advent. We are following the order of service as it's printed before you. We're continuing on in the Advent series that we began last week. The theme being God with us, particularly focusing today on God as our shepherd. We'll continue now with the opening sentences as they're printed before you on page 3. A voice cries out in the wilderness, clear a way for the Lord. Make a way in the desert, a road for our God. Every valley must be lifted up and every mountain and hill leveled. The rough places will become a level plain, the rugged land a wide valley. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it at the same time, for the Lord has decreed it. Go up on a high mountain, O herald Zion. Shout out loudly, O herald Jerusalem. Shout, don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Loving Father, who sent Jesus as shepherd and Savior, we confess that our distracted doing has shrouded our advent and turned us to follow our own way. Forgive us for shaping the celebration to fit our desires. Seize us by your Spirit. Focus our eyes and hearts on the coming Christ. Inspire us with Christ's advent so that we shout from the housetop the good news that in the coming Savior, God is indeed with us. Make us into your joy-filled messengers, sharing your powerful message of salvation for all. Jesus has promised that the sins we forgive on earth will also be forgiven in heaven. Trusting that precious promise, as a called and ordained minister of the gospel, I confidently declare to you that in Christ Jesus, all of our sins are forgiven, and we are privileged to share that same forgiveness with all the other people in our lives. We are filled with Jesus' light of life so that we can shine among the people of this world like stars in the sky. Amen.
Join us now as we sing our hymn of praise, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, hymn number 412 in Lutheran Worship.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Jesus, our gentle shepherd, we seek to follow your leading through the pastures shaped by your grace and even through the dark wilderness of our own straying. Trusting in your promised care and forgiveness, we depend on your hands to guide us, your love to hold us, your presence to care for us, and your promises to bless our steps into the future. Loving shepherd, lead us. Powerful protector, guard us. Wise leader, go before us as we confidently commit ourselves to following you now and into the future you have prepared for us. We pray this in your strong name. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, I Am Jesus, Little Lamb, hymn number 517 in Lutheran worship. This morning is Susie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word He speaks to us through Susie.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the Advent wreath litany as it printed in your insert in the worship bulletin.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. We light the second candle on the Advent wreath as we remember God's word of promise through his prophet. His light would arise in the world.
the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples.
But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen by you.
The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
And we have seen his glory.
Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
The promise of God has been fulfilled. The light of the world has come.
We are called to live as children of light, following in the footsteps of Jesus our Savior.
The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is taken from St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. We confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, hymn number 416 in Lutheran Worship.
Me down.
dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon is taken from St. John's Gospel, the 10th chapter. That's the Gospel reading that Sue just read for us a few moments ago. So we're continuing on in the worship sermon series that we started last week. And if you remember, last week I talked to you about God as our potter. God being the one who by His hands creates us and forms us. God being the one who fills us. As jars of clay, we're not meant to be empty, right? We're meant to be filled. And how God's word, how God's promises, how they fill us and how we're overflowing. And as we overflow, we become His hands, His heart, His voice in this world as we carry forward His will in the power of the Spirit. Well, this week I want to talk to you about God with us as our shepherd. Now, let me start out by sharing a little story with you. There once was this famous actor, and he was a guest of honor at a social gathering where he received many, many requests to recite favorite excerpts of various literary works. Well, there was an older gentleman who happened to be there. And he asked of this popular actor, he asked him if he would be willing to recite the 23rd Psalm. Well, the actor agreed, but with one condition. The elderly man would also have to recite it. Well, the actor's narration of the 23rd Psalm was beautifully intoned with great dramatic emphasis, as you would expect as a professional speaker. And for that, he received lengthy applause. Well, the elderly man, when it came his turn to recite it, his voice was rough and broken, and the dictation was anything but polished. But when he finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Well, later on, when someone had asked the actor what made the difference, the actor replied, "I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd." It's remarkable. Remarkable to know that we have a shepherd. And I don't know about you, but when I think about Jesus as our good shepherd, there is just something so soothing, something so comforting about that sheep and shepherd imagery. Well, at least in part. You heard me right. In part. As comforting, you see, as it is to know that we have this good shepherd, there's perhaps a part of us that maybe squirms a little bit with the shepherd and the sheep. Here's what I mean. You see, one of the major roles of the shepherd is to keep watch. And I suppose, depending on what we're up to, that's the part that maybe we could do without. You see, that sin side of us doesn't necessarily want to be watched by the shepherd when we're up to our sheepish ways. Sometimes, we'd rather be to ourselves, left to wander freely to greener pastures, supposed greener pastures, that is. Sometimes we'd rather be left to ourselves, left to wander, left to our own imaginations, left to wander, left to our own decisions, left to wander and go about doing whatever it is that we want, whatever we think is best for our lives, left to wander, left to find our own spotlight, and satisfy our own needs. Being real with ourselves, how sometimes we would just much rather not be under the watch of the shepherd, but left to frolic in our own pasture, free to climb whatever hills of our desires we want. It's appealing to us, really, this way. And frankly, it's the way of the world. It's the most popular way. Me, myself, and I. At least that is, until we find ourselves in trouble. Until we're dangling over that cliff of despair, hanging by a thread, knocked about, not able to handle it on our own as we thought we could. It sounds appealing until we find the limits of our abilities, until we find the consequences of our own choices and the painful dead ends of our self-serving, sometimes, decisions. Then you see, then we long for the protection and the comfort of our watchful good Shepherd. How good it is to know we have a shepherd. How good it is to know that we have a shepherd who never sleeps, who never tires, who never ever turns from us. How good it is to know that we have a shepherd who never abandons us to the paths that we sometimes choose. How good it is to know that we have a shepherd who never stops watching, who never stops waiting, who never stops calling us back to himself. How good it is to know that we have a shepherd. A shepherd who promises that we will not be in want, even when we have followed our own wants and have been found wanting. Good it is to know that we have a shepherd who even laid down his life for us. Our Jesus, our good shepherd who died and rose for you and me, a people who sometimes wander off, who died and rose for you and me so that we might be pulled back and drawn back to him to experience his gifts, forgiveness, and life abundantly now and forever. How good it is to know that we have a good shepherd who has stomped the devil, that roaring lion who seeks to devour us. How good it is to know that we have a shepherd who knows us even better. Jesus, our good shepherd, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who never ever gives up on us, who always seeks us out, who calls us by name, who guides us and leads us to life, safety, and peace, all through his loving care. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, a lot of people may know the psalm, but thanks be to God, you and I know the shepherd. There is no other. And there is no other way. Our lives are in good hands with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers, and this morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the Seitzma family, Geisen family, and the Schunk families in honor of Pa's 89th birthday.
I invite you to please stand. Let's join together in speaking the offertory. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. In addition to those who are printing the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also say a word of prayer for our previous secretary, Donna LaCursey, and her family as they mourn the death of Donna's husband, Frank. Please say a special word of prayer for Michael Pollock. Michael Pollock is a friend of John Huey, a younger guy who suffered a heart attack this past week. For Suzanne Sabadash's sister, Virginia, who's hospitalized. Suzanne in North Carolina, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Her sister, Virginia, is hospitalized down in North Carolina with complications from cancer. So please keep Virginia in your prayers. For Ron McFarland's aunt, Mary Ellen, who is now entering into hospice care. For John Rupp. John is a friend of the Kilinowski family who's dealing with some significant health issues. We say continued prayers for Eric Brown. Eric Brown was hospitalized but has since been transferred to a rehab facility, so please continue to keep Eric in your prayers. We say a prayer of thanksgiving on behalf of Shirley Christ. I learned that Shirley was discharged from rehab this week and is back home and is doing well. So please continue to keep Shirley in your prayers. And last but not least, we say a special word of prayer of thanksgiving on behalf of Nick and Megan Biardi. That's Beth Lasky's son and daughter-in-law. They were blessed with a baby girl Luciana this past week. So please keep the entire family in your prayers and make sure you rub it in that Beth is now a grandma. Let's pray. Lord, we have seen the sun go on its annual trek into the southern sky and watch the days shorten. The darkness closes in and we long for the light. Send us your light, Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, we are lulled into early sleep and we hide ourselves in the darkness. Like lost sheep, we grope along our spiritual path and wander in the gloom. The darkness calls on us to sit idle and close our eyes to our darkening world. In this bleak time of spiritual sleep, stir us, Lord. Wake us with your light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Stir us up with a new vision of what your Spirit looses in our life and in our world, and what the Spirit can do through us. Set us on fire with your word and with the light of your presence so that we are consumed with a passion for telling, proclaiming, sharing, giving away the good news of the coming of the Savior of the world. Make us indeed the light of the world as we are called by Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Renew us as lights that carry the light, that live the light, that show the light of the good gifts that you send us once again this Christmas. Fill us with your presence so that we can hear and answer your calling, that many may see our good works and glorify you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send us as your light bearers to those who still sit in darkness, struggle with the crush of poverty, need, illness, grief, depression. We especially pray this day for Donna and her family as they mourn the death of Frank, for Michael as he continues to heal, for Virginia as she's hospitalized with complications from cancer, that she might be strengthened, that she might be assured of your presence, for Mary Ellen, who's now entered hospice care, for John, who's dealing with health issues, for Eric, who continues to recover, and for Shirley, who now recovers at home. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Help us to share your presence and power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good and gracious God, in this season of Advent, as we approach Christmas, we are mindful of the gift of life that came in your Son. Lord, you continue to bless us with his life-giving presence, but you too continue to bless us with life in so many ways. We especially thank you today for the gift of life that you have given to Nick and Megan and Beth and the family and the baby, the child, Luciana. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless them, that they might see you and your presence working in their lives, that you would continue to bring health and strength to mom and baby. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Stir us up with the joy and peace and the hope that you send in the baby that came to Bethlehem. Stir up our expectations for the wonder he will create as our shepherd in the world, in our lives, in our homes, and in our hearts. In the strong name of the Good Shepherd coming into the world, Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. We pray together now, as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning will be Hark the Glad Sound, hymn number 29 in Lutheran Worship. People of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, and that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your suggestions about our broadcasts. This is your announcer, Art Benson, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
A couple things just to highlight before you head off. Last week I ran through the worship schedule for Christmas. I'm going to do that for you once again, just so that we keep reminding ourselves of what's coming up. December 15th, which is a Saturday, is the dress rehearsal for the kids that are going to be involved in the pageant. So please make note of that. December 16th, which is a Sunday at 6 p.m., is the Christmas pageant. So if you'd like to be a part of that, we would love to have you here for that. A lot of thanks goes out to Grandma Beth Lasky, who wrote the script, and I know Laura, Lois, Grace, anybody that I'm missing that's kind of behind the scenes, RJ, Brad, a lot of work has gone into the pageant once again this year, so we'll be blessed. I know we'll be blessed by the hard work that's been put in. So again, that's the 16th at 6 p.m. December 21st, that's a Friday. That'll be our longest night service at 7 o'clock for anybody that might be interested in that. December 22nd, 23rd, that's a regular weekend here, so all three services will be taking place. That's the fourth Sunday of Advent, Saturday at 4:30, Sunday 8:30, and 11:15. Christmas Eve, the 24th. There's three services that are happening that day. The 4:30 service, which will sort of have more a contemporary feel to it, as Brad and some of the band members will be leading the music for that service. That service will also be the candlelight with the singing of Silent Night. Last week we mentioned that there would be no hymn sing at 7:15 this year. That has changed. The hymn sing is back on. So this hymn sing will happen at 7:15. Joe Momot has offered to play for the hymn sing. So we're good to go with that. That'll give Lois a little break on her hands from 4:30 and all that good stuff. So Joe will play that hymn sing at 7:15. Then we'll come together and worship at 7:30. That service will also have candlelight and the singing of Silent Night. The 7:30 service will be broadcast live on WXRL. All right, so just make note of that if you're not here, but I know you'll be here. So anyway, then we'll come together again at 10 o'clock, right? 10 o'clock for Christmas Eve, candlelight, and Holy Communion. Christmas morning, 10 a.m., and then we're done. Okay? That's the lineup. No New Year's Eve service this year, so just make note of that, please. Hopefully you received your journal in the mail this week. Those were all mailed out. Did you or no? Hopefully. Okay. All right. Well, if you didn't, they're on the way. But those should be coming to you soon. What else do I want to tell you? Thank you, Dave. Dave was here this week. Taking care of business for us on the side of the building, and I'm not going to tell you where because then you'll see it. We don't want you to see it. We just want you to hear it. Dave was here with your partner. I forgot. What's his name again? Pat. His partner, Pat. They installed an external speaker for us, which now pretty much has the outdoor bells ringing. You can hear them almost everywhere now. So the bell tower has two very large Blues Brothers speakers. That's the only way I can describe them to you. They're mounted up in the bell tower, and then there's a smaller speaker that's mounted off to the side here. We really want to make that happen so that as you're coming in, most people come in through this side of the building. We wanted you to be able to hear those bells as you're coming in or leaving. So, Dave, thanks for taking care of business for us this week and getting that squared away. And to Joe, Joe was here again, busting his tail, really, to get that up and running, and we're good to go. Lois, I couldn't hear. Did you do it this morning? No, okay. Can you just hit it for a second? Play something on just so you can hear it. Yeah, you gotta be outside. All right, everybody get up and go outside. It's definitely amplified. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable when you hear it outside. And what we're working on now is an automatic that will play. And Joe has figured out a way to take and play, to record them right off of that chime system. So he's actually, between you and Joe, at some point you're going to end up recording MIDI files that will loop automatically. So it's pretty sweet. How he figured this stuff out, I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. So keep your ears in tune for those bells. So all right, I think that is good. That gets us to our time limit. Anything else that I'm missing, Rod? Anything that you can think of that I'm forgetting? No? Okay. We got to have a blessed week, everyone. What? John Sietsma. He's gone. Elena said he's gone. He's out. Well, tell him we sang. We sang to him. Happy birthday. There you go. Oh, yeah, voting. Yeah. I'm sure you saw that when you came in, right? If you haven't voted and you're a voting member of the congregation, take a few minutes. Just cast your ballot, and we'll let you know the results. All right. Everyone have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Amen.